Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ran across another article about the top 10 sexual fantasies for women.
Okay, right. You're looking at five of them.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Sorry, plus six of us.
Yes, you are.
Thank looking you. At six of them.
You are. No, I am.
Right. Yeah, man.
You're right in the first place.
You're plus size.
Sorry, Petey. Yeah, I didn't realize.
Hey. That's it. And those, hey. Those fantasies are Todd, Tyler, Craig, Petey.
But probably won't admit to.
Tony and Puss.
Top sexual fantasies
okay,
women
that'd
have.
Be right. They probably won't admit
but
to that.
Yeah,
they
won't admit to that. Admit to.
I wouldn't admit to
I just named
yeah.
them.
We understand.
And they would not admit
yeah,
to
I,
that.
I don't blame them.
We understand.
So how do they get these sexual fantasies if these women wouldn't admit to them?
Good question.
Exactly. I know that they have done studies on these things, and they come up with.
Oh, I know. I yeah. guarantee they, one they of them come is, up with these is rape fantasy.
One of them
not gonna
is,
admit that.
Well, yeah, that is.
The guy walking in through your bedroom window.
Something like that, yeah.
That's the one Puss has. He's told me about it before.
Yeah.
Just a fantasy, though. Mm,
put the
it
TV
is.
Down and do me.
Yeah. So this is like a robbery combo yeah, rape fantasy yeah. you got going on.
Yeah, well, here. Yeah. Well, of course, Tony had the robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that jury
taking
down
the
and
TV.
Do me.
Tony's eluding
yeah,
slash
yeah,
rape.
That's yeah, that's my fantasy.
Yeah. He loots and then rapes. That's horrible.
You don't mind if I take this couch after I'm done with you.
Tony not helping. We've had letters from the African American community telling us not to have Tony on.
Well, and the white community
we love
as well. from most communities.
But we stand up for the boys. Yeah. But we back our boys.
We do.
We stand behind our boys.
How many letters we get? Really like your show. It's kind of liberal. It represents a lot of people. But, you know, Tony ain't helping. That's from the black community. And we hear your letters, but we stand behind our boys.
Well, one of the sexual fantasies that women apparently have but will not admit to is watching or being watched.
Okay.
While they knock some out.
Well, we can satisfy that. Yeah. Tell us what window you're at. We'll come in and watch.
Well, see, that's the thing. These sexual fantasies that women have but probably won't admit to, one of the reasons they won't admit to it is because, well, they don't necessarily really want it to happen.
They think about it. They just don't.
Sure. Think about it and just enjoy the thought, and that's it.
They keep it as a fantasy.
Right. Okay. And that is one. The adrenaline that comes with the fear of being caught.
Okay.
Can be a turn on. The idea of hooking up with someone in a public place with the risk of getting caught can be exhilarating.
We'll have that. We'll take your word for that, Craig.
Is what they say. Yes, do. Please take my word for it. Group sex. Ooh. They say that's one of the top sexual fantasies that women have but won't admit to. They say that most people never have the opportunity to try this fantasy in real life.
Group
and
sex?
And enjoy the experience in their imagination. This group sex fantasy is apparently particularly common among women who have not had many sexual partners and have perhaps been in long-term relationships.
Okay. They went high.
So they fantasize about a variety.
Or just dinks everywhere, you know.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
against everyone.
See, I almost made a comment on that. I'm so glad I didn't.
Bit your tongue, Craig.
I did.
Oh, my God, there's an orgy in my mouth.
That would not have gone well for me. It would have stuck to the tape.
Hopefully your woman doesn't sound like that.
You'd like to think not. Another one of the top sexual fantasies that some women have but won't admit to is sex with a woman.
Oh.
Yay.
I hope
42%
so.
Of women listed it as one of their top fantasies, according to the Journal of Sexual Medicine.
Get in there.
I hope so.
They say having girl-on-girl sex shows an inquiring mind rather than any real covert yearnings to be gay.
Yeah. I make waffles. Mm-hmm.
Get it in.
Yes.
Apparently, they like the role play or to at least think about it. Another one of the sexual fantasies they say women have are authority figures.
Mm-hmm. I'll dress like
bring
a cop.
Your ass over here, girl. Or like that crap.
Or maybe a teacher or something like that.
Or the head of a studio. Mm. Big fat head of a studio.
I don't know that that's necessarily
a
fantasy.
Cop, dress
could
like
be
a cop.
Yeah.
Dress like a cop.
Yeah.
I'm moist.
Man.
This was such a great story. Now,
not so much.
Yeah. It's all smiles.
Yeah. Bush has his legs wrapped around Petey's neck.
I know. And you're grabbing his big size 12 feet.
Yeah.
We always put that visual in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some reason you think Pussy's saying it behind your back.
It's right here.
Yeah. I know.
Like he's walking by letting you know to follow him or something.
Another one of the top sexual fantasies that women have is sex with someone that you shouldn't have sex with.
Like what?
Like who? Yeah, like present. Like OJ? Yeah.
Give us an example.
Yeah.
I guess
brother?
The neighbor.
Brother?
The neighbor. Your brother.
Oh, neighbor, yeah.
Your boss.
Any your boss.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody. Anybody else. Yeah. You know, assuming that you're married, it'd be anybody else.
I guess.
Yeah. Your father-in-law.
Your student.
I'm just throwing stuff out there, ladies.
Yeah, you do that.
Your father.
Come on, give the old man a break. That's what father-in-laws look at when they see their son's women. They go, man,
ooh,
yeah,
man,
giggity.
They
I
do.
Tag that. Right, I
they
tag
might not admit it, but they do.
Not a popular YouPorn category.
No. Father-in-law, no. It
nope.
Should be. They're not related at all.
I know.
They're not related. It's not even. They have incest categories. They have stepmom. Why not father-in-law?
Because
throw the father-in-law a bone.
YouPorn tends to cater to men rather than women.
That's true.
And men don't necessarily search for father-in-law
yeah.
like you think they might.
But you can be the father-in-law in this video.
That's where you go. Yeah,
your son's going to be mad at your banged woman.
Oh,
I get that.
Yeah, he'll be pissed.
You deal with that later like we talked about.
Yeah, exactly. You do it
deal
first.
With that later.
Yeah, you deal with it later.
This is people you shouldn't have sex with. We talked about that, so they're dreaming about that.
Right.
You're thinking
about
banging my dad, aren't you?
Right.
Bitch.
We have no women chiming in at the moment.
No. No, they're not. They're not.
Phones are lit. Phones are lit. Father-in-law, yeah.
We do welcome their calls.
Yes.
That's 877-931-4868.
Yes, please.
877-931-4TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give us your fantasy. Please.
That's going to help.
Yeah, that's not. Let me get this shirt off. Let me get this shirt off before we get our first call.
They were all ready to call.
I know they were.
Until Tony started talking sexy.
They were all ready to call.
Yes, they were.
Another one of the top sexual fantasies that women have that won't admit to is the exchange of money.
Oh, you're a whore.
Mm. Or a stripper.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
Prostitute.
Either one of those.
Oh, yeah. Prostitute, too. Yeah. Not a whore.
Yeah.
Prostitute.
You know, they say whether it's a room full of men shoving 20s in your thong or the literal exchange of money for sex, becoming a sexual object removes all emotion from the act and as a consequence can be arousing.
And you get paid.
Mm-hmm. They say that a paid sex fantasy is about exploring dominance and submission which are both intriguing for many people. It's the stigma around sex work that makes this fantasy all the more appealing.
The money's on the table. Mm-hmm. Money's on the table.
Yep. I don't have any cash, but I have some bad checks. I'll write her. Stick it down her.
Take checks, girl.
Yeah, once again, another
girl.
Another letter from the NAACP coming in today.
How you spell your last name, yeah, girl? How you spell that? I'm going to write you a check.
Is that two S's, girl? That two S's?
How you spell Shaquifa?
Right. Don't worry, my address is on here. It don't matter.
Is that Q-U? Sorry.
Is there an apostrophe in that?
Expired credit card here.
That's not my name, but take it.
Should be good in a couple of months.
You just keep that.
All right. This is Patrice.
All right.
Hi, guys. I'll play your game. All right, but I never fantasize about, you know, taking money or my father-in-law.
Damn it. I was trying to help some dudes out here.
If I was a guy, that would be Oh wait, I don't know if I can say that word. It would be a killer for the, you know, for the mojo.
Got it. So you're not actually sexually attracted to your father-in-law. We'll move on.
It's just one.
We'll move on. So here's the deal. What would be a fantasy of yours without being too graphic?
If you're willing to admit it.
Pretty much everything that you guys said.
Got it. Are you the guy taking your couch, like that one?
The bad check. Yes.
The bad check. All the good ones.
No, I don't want any bad checks.
How about multiple, like an orgy?
Yes. Yeah. Always. Yeah.
I love you.
What'd you say?
A girl sometime.
Oh yeah.
But have you ever? Have you ever acted on the girl thing, or you just have it? That's just a fantasy.
Do I have to answer that?
Well, you just did.
Yes.
I guess I just did.
You just did.
You know, I think the thing is people, there's so much taboo. People think that it's a horrible thing.
No, I don't think any of this stuff's horrible.
No.
Hey, I'm the one that threw out the father-in-law. Yeah, that's not even horrible to me.
Exactly. That was creepy. I mean, gosh, I don't know.
I'm just throwing old guy a bone, man. Yeah. That's all I'm doing.
You know, you go to, and this is going to sound really bad, so hear me out. But you go to a family reunion and you see, like, extended relatives, and you're like, dang, we got some good-looking people in our family, you know?
Oh, you're talking about cousins or something like that. I got it.
Yeah, and you're like, holy cow. You know, but no, you can't. There's a line you got to draw. You can't go there. But
okay, so you but, so
just
brought,
a mental line.
Yeah, you're not related to your father-in-law, by the way.
Yeah.
You just dropped the whole incest line there, which is weird. Okay.
Sorry. Not the father-in-law. Not going to go there.
So you sound like all these. You've had all these, basically, we talked about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm be honest. If a girl's telling you that they've never fantasized about any of that, then they're lying.
Oh, I think they're lying, too. Because I know women fantasize, because guys fantasize.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to deny that. I know what they fantasize.
I think of Craig naked all the time.
Yes, she does.
You know, and a lot of them will probably lie to you and tell you that they've never done a lot of that stuff because they're ashamed of it or they think you're going to think poorly of them, but it's just life.
Going to judge them? Okay.
Yeah. No, we don't judge.
Yeah.
No. When it comes to this stuff.
Thank you, Patrice. Appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, Tony, that was
kind of
creepy, so don't do that again.
All right.
Thank you for sharing. The 20's on the table.
She makes an excellent point, because these are the sexual fantasies that women have but probably won't admit to.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what she said.
Yep.
Let's go to Wichita here. This is Paris.
Oh, Paris.
Morning.
Wee-wee.
Hi.
Tony, stop. I don't want to hang up yet. Tony's French guy comes out.
Sure.
Women usually hang up.
It took 14 seconds to creep her out.
Not.
It was like 3 seconds. What are you talking about? Go ahead, Paris.
I was calling about the father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've definitely fantasized about that.
Okay, let's go back here.
Say it again and lick your lips.
is your father-in-law a younger man?
No, he's in his 50s.
Okay, yeah, keep her on the phone.
He's young.
Keep her on the phone. So
put her on hold.
Yeah, put her on hold. Yeah. Thank you, Tony. That was an old one of mine. Put her on. I used to do when I was single. Put her on hold. I haven't said that in 20 years. But in the 50s, put her on hold. Paris, so your husband is what? You guys are in your 30s, I guess, or late 20s, what?
Yeah, I'm 29 and he's 33.
So you just think your father-in-law is a decent-looking dude. Is that what you're trying to say here?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely very good-looking, okay. And so is his son.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You chip off the old block is what you're thinking of there. I got it. So,
but in his 50s, he's old.
Well, she just said he's in his
50s. Keep
that in mind. Yeah, but she's into him. She's into him.
I think men get better with age, much better.
Put her on hold.
Oh, boy.
Paris, thank you.
Yes.
So, have you told your husband, hey, your dad's a good-looking dude?
I've told him, but I probably haven't told him the whole details. And considering he listens to the podcast repetitively like I do,
yes,
he'll hear this call later.
Oh, okay. Oh, way to open the door inadvertently.
Right. There you go.
Three ways. This will be discussed over the weekend.
Does your father-in-law listen to the show?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, that a girl.
Yeah. The weekend is coming.
That's my daughter-in-law.
We stand behind our callers.
Yes.
All right. Well, let us know what happens when they hear this, okay?
Yeah.
I'll give you a follow-up.
Yes.
Conversation at Sunday dinner over the weekend. Let us know how that goes.
Thanks, guys.
Or if you guys skip dinner.
Thank you.
Or
also see what your mother-in-law thinks of this, too.
We'll
she can join.
Keep her out of that.
Stay away from my man.
She can get in.
You have to know.
She can get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Told you it happens, guys. Mm-hmm. Second call in.
Thank you.
She wants to bang her father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Get in there.
I told you it happens.
I didn't think it would get that quick. Got it pretty quick there.
Well, did you get the notice that someone bought a gift from your baby registry?
No.
I saw this story.
I'm not having a baby.
Was not aware I was having a baby.
What's that got to do with anything? Amazon says a technical glitch caused several customers to get an email that someone had bought a gift from their baby registry. It came as a surprise to many, as it would to you, because they don't have babies or baby registries.
Well, they don't. Okay, got it.
Right.
Yeah,
it just went out to random people, apparently.
All right.
Amazon said, that happened. We don't know how many people got that, and we'll try and not let that happen again. We'll see.
Better than taking my whatever Equifax is doing. I don't understand the whole Equifax story. Every time they bring it up, I understand it's bad, but I don't want to get into the weeds. It sounds like something I don't even know.
Here's the important thing.
But it's so weird because they keep talking to it. Ali Velshi did a whole 10 minutes of it the other day, and I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's what I know. They screwed up, but they'll fix it for you for $10.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But how do I know if it affect me? Just keep an eye on my accounts?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's all you can do.
I'm not saying it's not serious. It is. But
it is.
But it's also, when they try to explain, I'm thinking, man, I'm just, Allie, you just got to dumb it down for me, brother.
He did.
I know.
Yeah.
And even
that was the dumbed down.
I know. The dumbed down version just lost. Maybe I was just bored. Blah, blah, give me a hurricane.
You find yourself sitting there going, could you explain something a little bit easier, like Bitcoin to me? Give me Bitcoin. I can understand next to Equifax.
Here's what I know. My credit cards and my debit cards have usually been pretty good about that. If there's fraudulent activity, there has been in the past, they usually catch it pretty quickly.
Right.
You know, because they got...
Me too. I'm just saying that you're supposed to look at your accounts all the time anymore.
Right, but I don't like to do that.
No, I don't think anybody does.
Right, because I look at it...
see the number.
And it pisses me off that I don't have enough money here.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off that I owe this much money there. So I try not to look at statements.
I know, but you're supposed to, though. That's a problem.
I know.
It sucks.
And then you start scrolling down. Who spent money there?
Right.
What is that
about?
What the
hell is that?
Oh, that was me. Never mind.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah, half the time it's that's my bot.
Yeah, what the heck? That was me. Oh yeah, I remember that.
I've done that. What'd you buy? And she'll yell, "Food." I said, "Oh, sorry." We need that because it's usually on just a.
And that can be expensive depending on how much you get.
Yes, it is. I'm thinking, what do we need that for?
What's this?
They get lunch at school.
$230 on food.
Okay. Well, she came home yesterday. She goes, "Yeah, I spent the reason with the grocery board bill was higher. I got like six bottles of wine." I go, "Oh, okay."
That's good.
Walmart says they don't need any extra help over the holidays. They're not hiring any extra seasonal employees.
Well, I'm not going to look for a job then.
The people that they've got are just going to get more hours.
Well, that's good.
That's what they said last year. Apparently, Walmart says, you know, we did this last year and our employees seem to like it.
Yeah.
They seem to like getting more hours.
Right.
So we're just going to do that again.
And they're paying the overtime?
Well, it's not.
You have to. That's your rules, right?
You don't necessarily get overtime.
No.
If you're used to getting 20 hours a week and now you get 30.
That's true. But I thought maybe their 40-hour week people are working long.
They may not have 40-hour people.
I don't know anybody that works at Walmart. And there's a lot of you out there.
There's a lot of people.
I know a lot of you listen, too. But
Jobs.
We'll take details.
Target, however, is hiring 100,000 holiday workers. UPS hiring 95,000 seasonal employees. So there are jobs to be had.
If you want to actually work.
If that's your deal. If you're planning on working extra.
Yeah, can I get one of those seasonal jobs? But I don't want to work on Black Friday.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't want to work on Thanksgiving night.
Those pussies.
They show up every year. More avocado pickers in California.
That's right. Jobs are open.
Because a lot of them have run away. A little scared. So the jobs that they took from you are now available. So I'm sure people are lining up for picking avocados.
Nope. Nobody applies. And the white guys that do apply last half a day.
For 15 cents an hour.
That's the way it is with blueberries, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know about avocados, but I just assume picking fruit is fun.
Yeah. Nope. Brutal.
I've been through that part of the country, and nobody really looks like they're having fun.
No.
But well, a lot of people don't.
Yeah, but the refugees want to work.
Now, the guy at the fruit stand looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, he's kind of bored half the time.
He actually gets to interact with people, and he's friendly, and the fruit is cheap, and it's good.
Amazon is looking into its algorithm after the discovery that the frequently bought together feature.
Saw the story last night. Helps you build bombs.
Was suggesting some items that could be used to make a bomb.
Yeah, like you order fertilizer, so you might want this. And it gets down to the end of the weeds. It went into battery caps and ball bearings. And they say the reason the algorithm works that way is because, like, amateur, you know, firework guy, which is everybody listening to us right now, they look for stuff. And then the algorithms show other places. But apparently that's how you build bombs, too, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they think that's helping bomb builders.
So Amazon's going, hey, don't forget to buy some shrapnel.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, the guy did the story on CBS Evening News, and he was on his computer in his office. You know, some old dude, you'd recognize him, some news guy on CBS. And he just started Googling stuff on Amazon, whatever how it works. And it took him to, took him to battery caps and ball bearings. For shrapnel, exactly. Yeah.
Now, all these items are legal.
Yeah, they are.
Sure.
Yeah.
But put together, that's theoretically.
But to me, I'm going to buy a guy duct tape. Well, here's a tarp, and here's a way to get rid of bodies.
And here's don't forget the lie.
That's how it seems like. Need a bag right, of yeah. Here's I just want duct tape. I don't need lie and a tarp and a machete.
Right. People who bought this also bought shovels. Exactly. Yeah, I bought some Sudafed off of Amazon the other day, and they sent me all the ingredients to make meth.
When's that batch ready, man? Looking forward to it.
People also bought trailers.
Todd's into home brewing right now.
Oh, good.
You got a hobby. That's a hobby I don't mind.
Did you get your brake fluid?
That's right.
Yeah, brake fluid.
There was I was watching something recently where somebody hands somebody a shovel, and the guy goes, nothing good ever happens when somebody hands you a shovel. It was a murder situation.
It was episodes.
Yes, it was episodes, right.
Yeah, with Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing good ever happens when someone says, grab a shovel.
That was it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.